This is AP News in a minute. A cruise ship carrying more than 1,000 Americans left Beirut this morning en route to Cyprus. It's the first mass U.S. evacuation from Lebanon since Israeli airstrikes began last week. Roughly 8,000 Americans in the region want to be evacuated. Port officials say a child is among at least 20 people seriously injured when the Crown Princess cruise ship suddenly tilted sharply to one side shortly after setting sail from Port Canaveral, Florida, late yesterday afternoon. The ship apparently had steering problems. More than 270 people are still missing in the wake of a killer tsunami that hit Indonesia on Monday. The death toll now stands at 531. The giant wave, which was triggered by a magnitude 7.7 undersea earthquake, smashed into a 110-mile stretch of Java's coastline. Skies are cloudy along the North Carolina coast, but wind and rain from Tropical Storm Beryl is still several miles offshore, and the system is heading north. The National Hurricane Center says Beryl is likely to parallel the east coast instead of heading onshore and is not likely to grow into a hurricane. Steve Knight, the Associated Press, with AP News in a minute.